Howdy, folks. This is Revival episode 11.
Jeez, it's way too many episodes at this point. There's too many.
No, more episodes.
More episodes.
I think all D&D games should fall apart by the third session.
So that's actually a thing. That's actually a thing. Most games fall apart very, very quickly. Like, trying to plan out large-scale games is a damn nightmare. Because somebody goes...
when all the players are doing it through the internet.
Yeah, everybody goes, I don't like my character. I don't want to play this guy anymore. And then you made them the star of the story, and you made him like the center of the plot. Mm-hmm. Not bitter about that ever happening to me before.
I mean, I don't think I've ever DM'd a game where the player characters made it past like level 3, so...
Speaking of... Yeah, due to the absurdly overleveled encounter that I threw at you guys, ha ha ha, none of you technically died...
Phantom was at death's door.
Doctor.
Yep.
Phantom, thank you.
Oh, jeez. The players have leveled up, so... Well, the characters, rather. The players didn't. We don't have
I
IRL.
Also leveled up. Tim.
Oh, shit.
Level 22.
Level 22, Tim.
I'm if a level 26 piece of shit.
I'm level 25, and I drive a car.
Please stop making these references. Only I am allowed to make references while in character as pieces of shit that like making references. But anyway, so everybody took their new abilities, and some people, like, some GMs are like, oh, you can't use your new abilities until, like, there's a reasonable point where you could stop and train or whatever, you know.
We were just on a train.
So, what do you want your new character to be named, Michael?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to just quickly mention the things we did as we leveled up?
Yeah. So, I believe the biggest change is John, who actually retrained, because you can do
John
that.
John goes first. So, our DM said that he's not going to let me use cord strength, because it's an awkward thing to trigger. Because like we have to have like a thing I have to trigger an athletics check off of.
Yeah,
so I took virtue and stop. I don't want to talk.
What?
Fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Say what you're gonna say.
Go for it.
Sorry for what?
Okay. Do you think?
So vitality. Encounter mounter. I spend a healing surge, but I get temporary hit points instead of regular hit points. And then I leveled up. I got hold fast. That's all. You can look that up if you want, I guess.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, one of the things that is actually a legit problem with 4E is that a lot of times you can read over powers and you think that you know exactly what they do. Or as a DM, you forget what they do. And so, like, in the last fight, and it's not even his fault, you triggered the power there, but the trigger, like, it gives you bonus damage and lets you mark shit with your divine sanction. The trigger is that you would make an athletics or endurance check in combat, which, like, it happened in the fight against the shrimp, and then will not reasonably happen again.
Yeah, to be clear, I knew how it worked. I have no idea how I used it last fight without...
Yeah, I just forgot to call you on it. Like, so...
Yeah, you got away with it this time. John.
And then he took it away from me. Maybe take a better power.
One that doesn't make me go, wait, what? What is this stupid? What? Because what the fuck is that thing? Anyway, everybody else also, you know, they leveled up. They picked some powers and shit. If you guys want to say what they are, if you want to just talk about them as they come up, it's up to you.
Basically, right now, Elias is going through some personal stuff, so you'll probably hear less from me this episode, and then I've got some things planned, so I'm
oh,
gonna keep my power a secret.
It's
until
a
such a point.
Secret.
A secret, yes. Until such
Shit,
a point as
secret.
It becomes necessary for me to unveil it.
Well, some
do you have to
recent...
do you have to talk like a tool even when you're out of character?
I'm getting into character. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, Jerry's most recent episode just hit New York, and he feels pretty damn good.
Yeah, your viewership went up a decent bit. Like you got a good chunk of new viewers.
And he's been like experimenting, just like tossing shit around, and he like developed this ability to like call down multiple spotlights. And these spotlights slow people down. The ability mm-hmm. is in the book called Shadow Tentacles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an encounter power. I guess I can read it for you guys. It's a 1d10 plus charisma modifier, cold damage, and the target is slowed until the end of your next turn.
Area burst 1 within 10.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
That's pretty spice.
Pretty good.
And then...
So Patton...
Oh, jeez.
He, looking at... seeing how the fungus kind of had that symbiotic relationship, you know, connecting everything.
Symbiotic.
Kind of got an idea. Hmm. So, you got a taser.
Yeah, that's how that works. Fungus is a lot like tasers.
I mean, he didn't, like, pick it up off any of the bodies or anything.
No. He has a taser. Don't worry where he got it. He's had one. He also has a gun. I'm not going to let you forget that I have a fucking 9mm pistol on.
Yes.
But he got thinking. You know, it got his neurons firing. So, let's say that someone takes a shot and they hit someone. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to whip around real cool style. Hit him with a taser. So this is a little bit modified. One side hits them, shocks them, you know, they take a little zap. And then the other side harmlessly transitions it to one of my allies here using some slight modifications, some stuff like that.
Yeah, I totally know what that is, man. That the Mercer principle, right? Invented by Joseph Wurmspringfring.
Yeah, you know.
I think it's the hand wave principle.
But yeah, so shocking feedback, when an enemy hits and deals damage to one of my allies, I kind of spin around, get a quick shot off on him, deal some damage, and then the ally hit gains resist 5 all until the end of my next turn.
Yes, shocking feedback, otherwise known as every YouTube comment we've gotten.
Frittata. And it's an immediate interrupt, which is pretty sick.
Shocking. Nice.
Okay, you're gonna give me shit for the train comment, but that's gonna slide.
I'm the DM, fuck you.
He's basically God.
I think John would have something to say about that.
I mean, he's only sort of God.
Only?
That sounds like some heresy to me.
It do.
So, as we were after the golem fight.
Yeah.
Fight.
Well, you didn't fight a golem.
Yeah.
Well... We had the opportunity to.
You did.
Wisely, we avoided it.
So, so those dudes, like, you know, the bodies got... I believe I said that the bodies got, like, dragged away by him, right? Like, all the bodies got picked up by the rocks, dragged away?
Yeah, he wouldn't... The golem would not hand over the bodies.
Yeah.
All his friends.
However, the crew of the Savant were currently, you know... laying on the ground, maybe potentially bleeding out. And we'll just do a little bit of a, you know, quick snapshot sort of thing. So, you know, Casey runs over, you know, slaps at them, sort of wakes them up. They're not in particularly good shape, but it doesn't look like the paramilitary dudes here were trying to kill them necessarily. Right? So they just look like they've been, you know, messed up. They've been knocked out or drugged in some way. Their train got flipped over. But as Casey would tell you guys, kind of somberly coming back, they have kind of a rotating cast of crew that just kind of comes in and out as needed, because nobody wants to stick with these guys for very long. And their newest acquirees are nowhere to be found, presumed dead.
So there's like a main crew and then they swap through the minor crew.
Yeah, because they can't keep anybody.
Jeez. Okay. Well, as far as what Elias is doing, I'm back on the train. I'm holed up. Pretty much, you're not going to hear from me during this part because I am pouring myself into research over this cat.
Yeah, the rock cat. And to describe it, once again, it's imagine like one of those really tacky cat statues that you see in front of everybody's grandma's house, like on their front porch.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Imagine one of those, but the face is even like less detailed, just kind of like a couple of little eyes and a mouth, and you know, like the muzzle is there a little bit, but like it's not particularly detailed.
Yeah. So it's kind of like the RuneScape model for cats.
Kind of, yeah.
Alright.
So yeah, I'm off doing that. So you guys are gonna have to deal with whatever's going on.
What Casey would tell you guys, considering that doing this would just take forever, it seems like from what they told him, because they're just gonna stay back and like try and get their train back moving. Some other guys are going to come pick them up and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
According to him, they attempted to knock over a caravan containing some of these guys' stuff.
Wait, who tried to knock over the caravan?
Savant tried to make a big swing. Not knowing necessarily.
On the Wonderland, caravan.
Okay. So it looks like this was a retaliation sort of thing. However, they weren't entirely expecting to get, pelted by living boulders.
Well, yeah. I can't imagine anyone would.
Yeah, they said that they were just driving along and then this massive boulder just knocked them right off the tracks. Then those dudes came in, like, gassed the car, and then they remember waking up there.
Okay. Everyone like, I'll like go around with Casey if anyone's hurt from the thing.
Oh no, yeah, Casey's got like, yeah, everybody's gotten kind of knocked up a bit, but well, actually, no, please, redacted, knocked around a bit. Please, no fan fiction.
Here comes.
Stop! I can see somebody write. I said that I could just already see someone writing, and I don't like the tags on Wattpad.
Molly M. Preg.
Molly is a girl, you stupid fuck.
Yeah. Holy shit. Holy shit, Pat, or Jerry. Stop bullying her. Fuck.
Mean. So pretty much what I'm doing is I'm falling over the shoulder of John because the way he blew that dude's leg off, that was intense.
Again, no fan fiction. Phrasing.
Are we doing phrasing?
The way he shot that dude's leg off. Sorry.
God damn it.
With his gun.
Oh, jeez.
Somewhere in the train, Elias looks up briefly and then shakes his head and goes back to work.
So, you guys are all, still in that clearing. Elias just, like, probably bolted back onto the train.
Yeah, right? I've got the cat under my arm, bolting back to the train.
So, you guys are getting patched up. Molly walks over to you guys as you're patching up Casey. Just kind
of... Just spend all of our healing surges.
Yeah. Right now? Yeah, you guys get a short rest here to spend your healing surges and things.
Okay.
From the past fight.
I'm at 11 health, and I haven't spent any healing surges. And I have.
And I swear, if any of you guys are like, "Oh, I didn't keep track of my health," it's been a new session already.
It's right there, roll 20 for us. I hope not.
Yeah. This is the benefit of using roll 20, because I know you guys are too fucking lazy to do that shit.
26. I'm going to use 3 healing surges.
I will use exactly 3 healing surges to get back to full health.
Yeah, I use 2. No, I use 3, sorry.
Jerry's
might as well get to your max. You'll be fine if you are missing one.
Jerry's at 31 out of 33 health.
Okay.
I'm at max, down 3 healing surges.
I'm at apparently 40 health now. That's pretty cool.
Yay! Level ups. So, Molly's going to walk over to where Patton is patching up Casey, presumably just look over, look at the train. Hey. Hey, what the fuck happened?
Seems like there was more to this encounter than we expected. I'll kind of motion over to the, I'm going to assume, like, bowled over trees, the path of all these boulders, like, flat grass, like, broken shit everywhere.
Yeah.
There was an immense golem that was teaming up with these people.
Oh, yeah, I saw that thing.
Yeah, I had kind of a feeling. It was pretty large.
I don't know what any of that was there, but oh man, Zep, did you get all of that?
Most of it, boss. You know, trying to dodge those boulders and shit while also getting a good camera angle is a bit above my pay grade, so I didn't bother.
Yeah. Wait, I pay you?
Wait, you pay me?
What? yeah, go talk to... Well, I already told you about HR. We'll discuss this later. But yeah, that was... Oh my god, I feel amazing! Whew, can we do more of that?
So, Casey is going to stand up, look at you with intense eyes, walk right over to you, one hand on each shoulder. Yes! Yes, we absolutely should. This was awesome.
I always like
Casey. He's gonna swing his head back around. Molly, did you see any of this stuff? Look at that guy! With the shotgun? He blew dude's legs clean off! It was sick!
John tips his hat.
So,
oh, that reminds me, Zep. Put the parental disclaimer on there.
Roll, man.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I listened to your show a couple of times when we came near New York and we got the radio signals out there, right? It was a little bit boring. If you keep doing this sort of thing with these sort of guys, I'm going to be listening a lot.
Oh, those are the words that are music to my ears, Casey. It's only going to get better from here. I got the feeling in my bones, especially with John over here. Just going to pat him on the shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. This is great. This is... This sort of thing is sick. Oh, I love doing this.
Yeah, I can't even believe he made me bleed my own blood.
References. Ha. I like them.
Yeah, I know what this podcast needs more of. Movie references.
Right?
I mean, I was just kind of doing that, but okay.
So, anyway. Casey's just gonna, well, like, lift his mask down, spit out a little blood.
Just a wee bit. Whew.
Nothing to worry about there.
Alright, I think I'm good right now. You guys good?
Seems that we're all fine. We're all...
So, we're a bit horrifically off course, so it's going to take a little bit of doing to get back on course. Namely, we're going to have to use some less than optimal tracks. Kind
of. I'm not sure I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I suppose we can't just turn this thing around or anything.
Yeah, we really can't.
Sounds like trouble. Trouble sounds like ratings. Don't care. Let's do it.
Right. Okay. Even he's a little bit weirded out. So, Molly is going to, like, you know, Casey's going to walk back to the train. Molly's just going to kind of still be standing there, looking down at Patton.
Wait, down?
Yes.
She's a big orc.
She's tall. Like, Patton's like 6'3 or something, right?
Something like that.
And you're probably hunching over to, like, you know, pick up all your med gear and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But she is just kind of, like, you know, doing the, like, the intimidating pose sort of thing. Standing there. Kind of.
Hello, Molly.
I'm going to take a look over at those patches. If I see anything wrong, I don't know what you look like under that mask, but it's not going to be very good afterwards. Also, thanks. She turns around and goes back to the train. So, what do you guys do?
Well, it looks like everything's back to normal here. It seems like we've done about everything we can. So.
Is that box also, still off to the side?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, let's check out that car.
Yeah, I definitely want to check out that car.
is the crew is conscious, right?
Yeah.
And they're all fine. So let's go check out that.
They're conscious at this point. They're kind of, you know, resting up against a tree.
Okay, yeah.
Go peep that car.
Yeah, if everyone's fine, let's go loot the place, I suppose. did the rock things take their guns as well and all their equipment?
Well, yeah, they seem to have been, you know, kind of strapped to the bodies.
Okay.
For the most part, it looked like. So, done. You guys start to go over to the train and everything, and the two fine gentlemen sitting over by that tree, they're just gonna, you know, wave over at you guys and kind of motion, come on over.
I go over and see what they want.
How you fellas doing?
Bad. Bad. This is, I believe I described them as a an orc and an elf. This is
two from earlier.
Yes, the elven gentleman has some short brown hair. He's wearing a leather jacket, like biker styled leather jacket. Mm-hmm. And just a set of like khaki pants that don't really go with it whatsoever. The orc is wearing is actually in a bathrobe currently.
I see.
I like his style.
Yeah. He's got actually fairly long black hair out down to about like mid back. Looks like he got out of the shower right around this time. So the elf is going to talk to you guys. Just if you're gonna go in there, watch out. I think there's still a lot of whatever gas they had us on in there.
Suppose we'll send Patton in first.
So
have any idea what the gas is? There a canister or is it all on the train still?
Kind of looks at you. I don't know.
I imagine they were unconscious for most of that stuff. We'll be careful. Lance.
True.
All
right, I've already got a mask, so I mean, I'm going to go.
We're sending Patton in first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't mind. I'll check it for us, fellas. Don't worry. I'll kind of peek my. I'll go over to the train car, peek my head in.
Mm-hmm.
My eyes are gonna, you know, go to the circular. Pop on, got my VR, I'm looking through. It's
hell
like
yeah.
When you activate detective mode in Batman Arkham Asylum.
Nice. So, you hop in there, the train is sideways, so there's shit strewn everywhere. Random bits of gear, equipment, accoutrement, things like that. Give me a... So what are you looking for?
Right now I'm going to look for the canister. For the gas that they threw in there, just to know if it was like some super high tech stuff or if it was just like or like some homemade thing.
All right, you can roll me perception or dungeoneering to maneuver through this area.
There's a 10 on both, so I'm gonna go with perception.
Alrighty.
I got a 27.
Nice. So 27. On a 27, you do find it. So. In one of the, one of the windows on the side that's been busted out in the grass underneath that, it's on the ground side, you do see the canister kind of half wedged underneath the train. You can free it with a little bit of effort, but upon inspecting it, it is completely unmarked, and, It looks like a pretty standard gas grenade, the sort of thing like a smoke grenade or something like that canister.
So it's something that would be like from like a riot police thing.
Yeah. So on investigation on it as well, you do see a little bit of dried up, kind of looking non-active fungal material on it. It's kind of sticky to the touch.
Didn't we just say that we didn't want fan fiction writing and stuff? Like, did we not just say this?
Yeah, but he's the DM.
I'm going to look at that fungus a little bit closer.
Okay, it attaches to your face. Face hug, you're rolling your character now. This turned into one of those like old arcade FMV games where you have to, which just all quick time events. Yeah.
Patton, press X quick to not die.
So, from what you can tell, it looks like the same type, but considering where it is and everything, your expert deduction abilities tell you, oh, like this stuck on somewhere probably. Like they chucked it in and it stuck on somewhere so they couldn't easily throw it out.
Okay. All right, so the fungus like adhered to whatever surface was in there.
Yeah.
All right.
It seems to be good at that.
You seem safe in there, Pam?
Say what now?
Did it seem safe in there?
No.
I'm going to do another quick check here.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get any closer for now, John.
Yeah, you can give me an Arcana check there.
All right. I got a 10 in that as well. I got a 16.
Total?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's still pretty toxic. You would still just pass out.
Let me know if I found anything cool. I'm going to go sit down somewhere.
I'm
going to
do a perception check for anything cool.
Okay.
Or, so I found the gas canister. I'm going to look around and see if there's any other things that shouldn't be here. Because this was the train car for the whole squadron here, right? This isn't the train car from the...
No, this is Savant's train.
Wonderland.
Oh. Yeah, this is those two guys' train.
This car isn't moving at this point, right?
No, like, it's flipped over.
Okay, so if Patton would look around, he could kind of like see me like poking my head in, just like
into the train car.
Well, not poking into the train car, like at the window, just like
yeah.
You can like see me mouthing out something, but you can't really hear me.
Yeah. So you're gonna give me another perception check to see if there's anything untoward.
Yeah, anything that looks like it's out of, like, anything that wouldn't be on a normal car from my experience in the Snowglade. I rolled an 18.
All right. So, oh, hey, look over there. There's a little crate labeled drugs. These guys aren't very smart. So, it's open and there's nothing inside of it currently. Looks like they got back whatever was taken from them. Right, the Wonderland guys, but these guys were not too smart with it.
They didn't even like write beans on it.
Right? It's just, yep. That's right. What this is.
Quickly scroll, so, not in front of drugs.
Honestly, they probably have that there. Like, that's probably on the other side.
Nothing too exciting in there, John. Looks like they used some of the fungus already to adhere a grenade in there, but besides that, there was a crate labeled drugs. Wasn't very fantastic at hiding that.
It was empty, I assume.
Yeah, I'm going to assume
it was empty took it because back. I took all of them. Ha ha!
It was empty because he didn't bring any drugs back out.
Yep.
Not that any of us would want drugs, it's just...
Giron starts whistling inconspicuously. Yeah, right.
The bulge under his shirt has grown a lot larger.
Will you stop?
He's sneaking the drugs out under his shirt like a watermelon.
Notice this purple.
Please don't.
What's happening? And why is this happening on my podcast?
Anyway, so that looks to be about everything.
So is the crate actually empty?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what he said.
That's about all you could find with a roll of that, you know. Probably could have found something better if you weren't so shit at rolling. Whoop.
Well, I suppose, yeah, we just wait till we're leaving then. Doesn't seem like there's much more we could do here.
So
before we leave out, you know, I'm going to tell Casey to keep his crew out of there for a little bit while longer. Let that stuff dissipate because it's toxic right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so Casey's just going to say... We already called ahead to get some people down here to help him out. I don't think anybody's going to show up too soon, but they'll be fine. This isn't the first time something like this has happened to him.
I can imagine.
They aren't exactly good at this.
Well, I'm glad we were able to bail him out of this one.
Yeah. though, geez, not used to going up against people with, well, one, that sort of gear, and two, those sort of friends. That thing was crazy, man. Hey, where's Phantom?
I think he hightailed it back to the train after he got that cat.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
That was mighty weird.
Yeah, I'm still.
I don't know how I feel
train.
About having that on my train. I'm somewhere in between hell yeah and fuck yeah, but I'm not sure which. Know what I mean?
Not 100% sure what you mean, but I get the general idea, Casey.
So now would probably be a good time to explain, so that you guys don't wonder why the party doesn't rush over to go like talk to Elias and then have a huge, you know, in character discussion of what exactly is going on when he goes to examine his new pet. See, the thing is that we did the analysis, you know, scene off screen in advance, pretty much. This is what he would find when he does the analysis. And the reason why we did it off screen is because, words like facultative anaerobe and 0 point energy had to be used to describe it.
And it took like 30 minutes of just me talking to Daniel back and forth.
Yeah, it would have taken a very long time, been very dry, and it would just be more interesting to have Elias just, instead of me having to explain things to make sure we're on the same page, just having Elias just give out as much info as he wants to. You know, basically at this point, Elias is going to have done a lot of his research on the stuff, and so in character can tell you guys what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it'll come up as it comes up, but this kind of marks a turning point for Elias's character that you guys will see as it develops.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. Also, I get to play a cat.
So that's nice.
Yeah. I'm assuming at this point you guys are probably just going to get back onto the train if there's nothing else that you guys have to do.
Yeah, it seems like we're out of stuff to do out here.
Yeah, so with the threat primarily averted, with minimal casualties, y'all get back on the train, right?
Uh-huh.
Also, it would be at around this time that Patton, you're going to, you know, that radio that you got? You're going to hear a little bit of chatter?
The one that Red gave us, or the...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and fish it out.
Yeah.
Hello?
So, you're going to hear, hey, what happened out there? I'm still laying low. This is Manway.
Oh, Manway. Yeah. There was a bit of a problem out here. It's all sorted out now. No one got hurt that... matters.
Jesus.
Oh.
So.
All right. So, I'm. I think I messed up. I only brought enough food in here for like, and water for like a day and a half. So.
I was about to ask, how long have you been in there? I assumed that you just left the car for a minute or something.
No, yeah, I've been here in here the whole time. I don't want to get out.
I'll bring you some snacks.
Thank you. All right, I need to go radio dark. Yeah, he seems very, very paranoid and freaked out about being on the steel driver train.
I mean, he's not combat ready.
Also, just so you know, you guys all know that they all know that he's in there.
Yeah, no one's going to get on this train without Casey knowing.
Right. It's just like, eh?
DV likes to hide the same way, so...
Seem to be becoming fast friends.
Wait, what's Manway's nickname?
No, wait, he didn't get one.
Either he didn't get one or we didn't hear it when he got it.
Yeah, because he's hiding in a car. He's not technically on their train.
Oh, so he's still on.
Yeah, he never left it.
Yeah, he's just in the car.
So he can't come out of the car until he gets a nickname, though.
Yeah, so basically,
I imagine he's making very good use of the bar.
So as
he's calming his nerves.
So as far as major events prior to this, you know, golem things have happened. You guys found out just so, because, you know, you guys have a habit of forgetting things.
I didn't forget nothing.
Oh, hey, who was the other crew member that used to be on Casey's team, and what relation does he have to you guys?
His name was Jersey, and we saw him getting picked up by Michael.
I thought we saw him in the car with Michael.
Yep, thank you. Finally, you people remember something. Just saying, because you guys have a tendency to forget things.
You don't let me type my notes, because it makes a clickety-clack noise.
You can take them on paper.
No, fuck you.
That's a good point.
John shouts at the sky.
I ain't writing no notes. Get on my level, God.
Oh, good. So, anyway, you guys start heading back west from the map and stuff that you guys have. It's going to be a little bit of a detour trying to get back onto that main track. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you start heading down west. Kind of heading towards
through the forest.
Yeah, yeah. Heading into the general direction, apparently, of St. Louis.
I want to check one thing. As we're going, can I do an Arcana check to see when I would stop feeling the golem's influence?
Sure.
Alright, so that is it rolled under my TV. That is a 1.
A nat 1?
Yeah, turns out,
boy.
So as it turns out, this isn't your forte in the slightest. Your answer is,
I'm inside a hermetically magic sealed car. I can't really tell.
Yeah.
You know who might? Elias.
Yep, and so...
I mean, you could try knocking on the door to talk to me, but...
Yeah, you guys keep going for a while, right? Just to give you a time frame. If you're trying to, you know, wait and see when you would stop feeling the effect, you guys are, you know, about, you know, 3/4 of the way to St. Louis at this point, you know, which is apparently where you're going to switch back onto that main line. And at this point, Elias, you've done your, like, preliminary research.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty much all that we actually got.
Yeah, yeah.
So, if you want to actually go knock on that door, he's probably done at this point.
Alright. We go ahead and...
You see,
It's meal time. I'm gonna go check on Elias.
Yeah, I have not come in. I have not come in for dinner.
Yeah, so... Right. You go over the cars and everything, and you see Belle sitting outside of her lab.
Yeah.
Just kind of sitting there, looks up at you, waves.
Did Elias kick you out to use the lab?
He didn't kick me out, but I couldn't stand being in there. It's weird.
What is he doing in there?
You can hear heavy breathing coming from the inside of the lab.
It was scary, and I didn't want to look at it. The fungus him.
Come on, toughen up, Bella. It can't be that bad.
I'm going to go ahead and knock on the door and ask Elias, is it safe to come in?
Well, safe is an interesting word, actually. I'm sort of busy right now. If you'd like to come in, that's fine, but I'm doing important research.
Well, after what you did with that golem, I want to see. Let's go!
You're not allowed. You're still not allowed. Get out. Go. Shoo.
Oh, big mighty witch. Oh, she has...
You heard the lady, Raoul.
Blah, blah, blah.
Leave, all right, please.
Gotta go get more from DB.
Leave immediately.
I'm chucking up the birds at her.
All right, I'll go ahead and crack open the door and slowly...
In the distance, you're gonna hear, I'm gonna tell everyone you're not even a witch.
Wow, what a dick.
Rude.
Cutting my ratings? Cutting your reputation.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right, so what's in this room?
All right, as you crack open the door, you can see a shirtless Elias with the cat on his back just doing push-ups.
What?
Just a lot of push-ups. There's a book.
The cat's like curled up.
The cat is curled up on my back. There's a book open in front of my face, and I'm doing push-ups and reading the book at the same time.
You can see also on the cat's back, right? Like there's a little fissure, right? And in, you know, stone letters, basically, each time he does a rep, it counts up. It makes a little half noise, just like
this is your important research?
Oh yes, you
I don't think you're learning too much right now.
Well, I've learned so much. If you would just if Speckiel just jump down for a second.
Jumps.
What was that name?
Oh, Specimen One, but I call him Specky for short.
I see. It's not
the cellular structure is incredible. You wouldn't believe the things that I've learned just from studying it. It uses a sort of anaerobic process to maintain its mana in low mana situations. The biology readings on this are absolutely fascinating, but
it's nodding its head. The cat thing is nodding its head.
I give it a little scratch underneath its chin.
I assume you cut it open?
It continues nodding its head as you're doing that, not reacting to that at all.
I mean, if you have any particular questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them whenever you have the time. But I really need to get back to training. We don't know what's out there. Like you.
I mean, Tim does, but John doesn't.
Wait, run that by me again.
What?
I'm interested in this, but John doesn't care.
Oh, then John would probably peace out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like you got things under control in here.
I mean, to think that something this complicated was lying outside, just outside of New York City, it bears much further research.
So, just so you know, just outside of New York City is a bit of a stretch considering it's about, oh, I don't know, five states over?
Whatever.
Chicago is a city.
Elias
you know,
is not exactly, you know...
It's a bit like saying that, you know... You know, I can't believe France was this close to Ukraine.
Elias is very excited right now, okay?
Okay.
Time, we've been on this train for a while, and, you know, I've been just absorbed in study, so...
Yeah.
Also, you can see that my normal note-taking is it's just scrawls now. It's not precise in the slightest anymore.
You mentioned the low mana conversion, holding on to mana in these situations.
Right, it's almost like an
Can I see your? Yeah, I'm very interested in that. Could I take a look over your notes? Or are you
which notes?
Still
I mean, there's notes everywhere.
Right
I mean,
now.
take a look whatever you want. But I mean, to really understand the process, you should attempt to implement it yourself. You can see if you focus on certain points of anaerobic cellular activity. And I'm going to sort of stop doing push-ups, which I've been doing this whole time, and sit down and sort of concentrate. And I imagine that my mana field will probably contract a good deal.
Yeah.
Because I've also got spores and fungus, like, all over the place.
From the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specky.
And
so you're contracting your mana influence closer to your body?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can't quite do it as well as this fascinating fungus. Specky over here is absolutely amazing. It actually...
That seemed a little bit happier than the normal.
See, I was going to dissect her, but...
So you say dissect again, and it's not like... You know, its mouth kind of opens up, and you see a little orb of tissue start to move out. It's kind of looking at you.
And I'm going to shake my head.
Orb of tissue?
And, yeah. Well, you
and
see,
it's going to just suck it back in, swallow it back down.
It seems to have a built-in sort of self-preservation module. I haven't yet determined whether it's acting on its own or if it's still connected to the larger web of fungus that we encountered previously. By the way, did you happen to notice how large it was? I mean, it seemed to be growing at a massive, almost geometric rate compared to the surrounding forests.
Well, it was simple. It seemed like it had influence over the entire forest, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I couldn't tell. It may still be under the influence all the way out here.
Well, yeah, I'm sure something like that's possible. But what's really more fascinating is, well, this sort of thing isn't recorded in any textbooks that I've come across. It's a whole new series of research. We have to get out there. We have to experience more.
So,
because this mana contraction sounds like it could be revolutionary if we could master.
Oh, I'm sure it's very interesting. But
as you guys are talking, Specky is going to like walk up over towards Patton. It's going to reach one of the paws out the center that is going to kind of split out. It's going to start. With a little rock attached to the end, it's gonna start like tapping at his legs and like stuff, and look back over at Elias.
Specky, play nice.
Retract. Sit.
I'm gonna crouch down and look closer at it.
It's gonna.
My eyes are gonna kind of flick again.
It's gonna tap like at your face and stuff, and like at your coat. So, Elias, what you can tell from what you've experienced of this, it's trying to actually find, like what part of him is real. It looks like it's kind of like looking where the mana is.
Oh, I'm...
Like, instinctive sapping.
I'm gonna tell Specky, the no leech. No leech, Specky. Remember what I showed you.
No,
yes, no leech.
No.
Patton here is a friend. You can. I mean, if Jerry comes back, you can leech him a little bit if you want.
Jerry.
The horned guy, loud, talks a lot.
Sometimes goes by Raoul.
Jerry.
Yeah, leech. Okay, just a little bit.
It holds up. A small rock attached to it, and then like a slightly bigger one.
Wait, describe what I'm seeing again.
So it pulls up like one small rock, and then like a slightly bigger one, and kind of like touches them together.
I'm gonna like, point just to, a the, little. To the small one.
Okay, just the small one.
Yeah, just the small one.
So then it retracts the bigger one. Looks small one. Looks back at you.
Yes, small one, okay.
Sucks back in.
You see, Patton, it's fascinating. It feeds off of ambient mana, but in periods of low mana activity, it can actually generate a sort of its own mana field. I've been letting it siphon off of some of my own mana since we're in sort of a rich environment here, but I've actually managed to teach it to only siphon targets that I select.
Really?
Yeah, watch. Hey, Specky, leech.
So, it's going to, like, turn around, jump, just, like, straight out. Like, do you have, like, your arm out?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it, like, its face is going to kind of split open, and it's just going to chomp down on your arm, and just kind of hang there.
It's incredibly painful.
It actually doesn't feel that bad.
Really? I would assume, like, it's...
Yeah, no, like, it's definitely, like, you can feel it draining your energy, but it's not going that hard.
Okay, Specky,
like, it's not trying to hurt you.
So it can leech mana from other sources, store it, even in lower mana environments, and then expel it whenever it needs
to? It's sort of like a mana hibernation mechanism.
Yep. So what you can tell with that is that the way that it produces, it sort of, so to get technical with like science and stuff, funguses are decomposers, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fungi are decomposers. So what it does is normally all creatures consume some amount of mana for, you know, day-to-day life and practice and things like that. It's tied to intelligence and, you know, is a functional, like, secondary to standard respiration. So what the fungus does that Elias would know is it breaks down mana very efficiently. Meaning, like, it can grow and convert that mana into physical mass very easily.
Yeah, it's like photosynthesis, but for mana.
Right. So like, while it's leeching a bit, you can see, like, it start to bulge a little bit. Like, it's getting...
I'm going to give it a tap and say, yeah, that's enough.
All right, it's just going to kind of flop down. Mouth slit, close.
Isn't it fascinating?
Interesting.
It's going to open it. It's going to sit back, open its mouth straight up. And you're just going to see a little bit of just a blue flame kind of come out of its mouth. And it's going to deflate a little bit.
So it can expel...
Yeah.
I'm going to kind of lean in closer to it. Look all around it. Look at right at the flame. See how it's expelling the mana and burning it almost. Is this the only way they could expel the built-up mana?
I don't know.
Oh. You'll have to keep me updated on this, because
your basic theory on this is that as hybrid creatures, like, it's sort of a analog to sorcery, where it's just, you know, like, unguided.
Yeah.
If you have excess mana that you need to vent, it just kind of comes out as raw energy, which in this case can be, you know, any number of weird magical effects.
Right.
And since it's not anywhere with, you know, more physical materials to grow into and all of that, it just kind of vents it.
Well, I have my notes all over the place, so if you'd like to take a look, feel free. It's not labeled or anything. I didn't really have time.
All right, I'll kind of go around. I'll kind of grab a few, and just like grab a few piles. And we were going to go get a bite to eat. If you're interested, Manway is still trapped in the car, so I was gonna go give him some, bring him some sustenance if he cared to join me.
Well, if you're gonna send him some food, I'll take some too. I'll be in here though.
All right. I'll go ahead and be the delivery boy between you.
Uh-huh.
So
go back to doing push-ups.
So it's going to walk over towards the door, right? As you're going out, it's going to turn back to Elias, just point its paw outside, look at you.
I'm gonna gesture it to come back in here. Specky, you still got the count going, right?
The count comes back up on its back. But it trots back over, but now it's sitting on your back and pointing towards the door. It looks like it wants to go outside.
We'll go out later.
Meh.
I assume it's back on top of me, on my back?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start doing push-ups again.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and look down at the stack of papers I have, go through them. I'm going to start overlooking them while...
Yeah.
The rest of the group here leaves the...
It's in a bunch of shorthand, and it's in a bunch of shorthand, technobabble, and insanity. I'm assuming there's just mad speculation everywhere with, like, question marks that then get crossed out as you find shit out later.
And then
it's
there's,
like,
cool drawings and stuff. Scribbles.
There's a drawing of all of us and the golem, except Elias is like really more buff than he should be.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, does it eat meat? Cross maybe? Like X'd out maybe? Question mark?
You can see that on my arm there's a little scab where there's like a little piece of skin missing.
Oh, you fed it your own skin, you weirdo.
I mean, I didn't have any meat on me at the time, so you know.
He's a little crazy.
A little crazy.
Mad science.
It's a bit of a manic episode.
Yeah. So, as you guys are getting close. You bring some food over to Manway. He rolls down the window and just sticks his hand out.
I'll give him a plate of home cooking.
Yeah, he takes it, thank you, rolls the window back up.
You know, Manway, you don't have to...
You hear lock.
Okay. Click.
Jaren's rolls the window. Going to have rejoined the group. Kind of looking like smug a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like he's kind of heard something, but I'm here now.
So, around this time, right, after everybody's gotten dinner, it's starting to get dark out. Everybody who's near a window, give me a perception check.
I assume there aren't any windows out of here, right?
Out of the lab? There are, but they're covered with some very, very nice
drapes. They're boarded up.
Drapes.
Yeah.
Also, holy at some shit. Point... Also, at some point, I'm assuming that since your research is more or less done, you're going to let Belle back in.
I mean, yeah, she can come back in.
Yeah, she's still going to be slightly weirded out, but it's just going to, you know, tidy things up a little bit.
I got a
19. Yeah, I'm basically going to have Specky riding around on my shoulder all the time.
19 with Eliza's racial.
So okay. Is there a window near me that I can look out of?
Yeah, but I mean, if you wouldn't reasonably, like, the windows would all be closed, so.
I probably wouldn't open them.
I rolled a 1 again.
Nice, oh, I got a 20 total.
20 total? That was
What about Jay?
That was the trigger. He got a 19. So, you guys are, you know, about 3/4 of the way there. It's getting dark, right? Huh. And, John can hear some shit going on outside, right? And then can see some things. You see a couple of headlights, like, riding up alongside you guys.
Alongside the train?
So, the place that you're at on the tracks, it's primarily flat, right? Like, this is a lot of flat area.
Yeah.
So, in the grass and near the train tracks, you see a couple of individual lights. Right, they're pretty dim, but it looks like some motorcycles, like some dirt bikes.
Oh, shit.
On top of them, you can see some gnolls.
We Mad Max now.
Ooh. All right,
there's gnolls riding dirt bikes.
Hell yes.
Yeah. All right, so I see this. I grab my hat. I run off. Casey, there's someone out there. They're keeping pace with us. Casey, come look at this.
Wait, what? So he was up in the engine room, like, half asleep.
This supposed to be happening?
Say what now?
Yeah.
What, John?
We got some gnolls outside on bikes, it looks like. They're following us.
Wait, shit. Those guys? Oh, son of a bitch.
Saddle up, boys. We got trouble.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I'm going to need to... Fuck, we were going to just go to bed. We're going to hit a switching station in a couple of miles. So we just need to... Oh no, we're hitting a switching station a couple of miles. He's
that
gonna
sounds bad.
Look back over at you guys. Normally you have to stop at a switching station. And then you're gonna see a bit of a grin. Normally, but this ain't normal and we ain't normal. Let's do this.
Wait, so what's going on? Is this a skills challenge now?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So what I have heard John's racket.
I was yelling.
So that last bit, right?
Uh-huh.
At the end of that last bit, Casey is going to grab the intercom, just go, "We got some company off the right, left side. We got some train robbers. Show them what we mean."
All right.
There's a bunch of hoots and hollers.
Yeah.
At this point, Jaren's kind of had the mana surge level out a bit, so he's not really full of energy anymore. He's kind of like more level-headed.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like sticks his arm out the window and kind of like prepares his arm just in case.
Okay, so this is going to be a skills challenge.
Heck yeah.
So the goal here of the skills challenge, as you hear a shot ring out and you see a Molotov cocktail kind of shatter against the side of the train, only about half shattered. It didn't make it into anything. You know, it wasn't very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear some howling and shit. Is prevent the train from getting overrun by gnolls. And also, tertiary, when you get up to the switching station, don't die.
Ooh, oh,
that's a good tertiary goal.
Yeah.
Don't die is a secondary goal. Okay. So we gotta roll initiative for this, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Alright.
Alrighty. Pat, and roll the 10.
Remember to add the plus one. 9.
Jesus! I'm rolling good.
12.
Fuck out, shit.
John rolls 11.
20. 20 total. Got a 17 that time.
So, oh, this is nice, actually. Now that you guys have access to it, please write down your own score in the turn order thing on roll 20.
Do we have any others besides our half-level bonus to initiative?
No. Okay. Other than anything else that you might have on you, like any skill.
Wait, didn't someone just say that we got a plus one?
Yeah.
You always have from our the floating level. Plus
you,
one for me.
That'll just be built in on your character sheet.
Plus one was perception, not initiative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
My bad.
Okay.
What I mean is, like, for example, you know, Patton's got an initiative bonus from his armor, right? Or something like
okay,
that?
Okay, that's tough.
Maybe?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I knew we got a plus one to perception from Elias. Someone said we got to initiative, too. So
I was wrong.
That's not a thing.
All right. So.
Yeah, my thing is something about saving throws, so it doesn't matter.
What was your initiative, Doctor?
It was 10.
It's thrown up.
Also, it's Dr. Doc. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you wrote it in on roll 20 as 69, you fucking memer.
Nice.
Nice.
So, as you ride into the night with the light from these dirt bikes illuminating the faces of these gnolls wearing strapped together plate and leather armor with the plates being made of, you know, random car parts and things.
Hell yeah.
John, how are you gonna? What you gonna do? There's a lot of them, by the way.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a non insignificant number.
It's like more than 10.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on dirt bikes, and then you see a couple of, you know, clearly boarding vehicles.
Yeah, it sounds like they're ready to take this train with like shocking force. Like there's nothing we can do about it, kind of force. So,
please tell me that their boarding vehicles is like a pickup truck with wooden boards on it that they just kind of drive
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that is pretty much exactly it. It's basically old beat-up pickup trucks with, like, you know, a rope ladder and shit that they throw on.
All right. Nice. So we're in pretty flat, pretty open area, yeah?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to run to the back of the train car, hop up on top of it, and start taking, like, shots with my revolver at them.
Hell yeah.
That's an intimidate check.
Oh, just, like, warning shots?
I'm going to shoot at him, but like I can't roll combat at him.
Right. Okay. You're trying to scare him off with some
show
of force.
Yeah, if I hit one, that's great, but like I want him to back off.
Hell yeah.
So, that's, holy shit, that's a 20 also. I got rolled a 12 there.
All right.
This needs to keep happening.
So, let me just, let me write this up real quick. This is going to be a bit harder of one, right? I didn't specify the level and all that. This is going to be.
You don't have to. You're tell gonna. Us.
Well, no, I do. You need to know how close you are to failing and succeeding at any given time. Oh. This is going to be 8 to succeed, 3 to fail.
Jeez.
Okay.
Right.
Not the worst odds.
So. What did you roll? 20. Flat?
20. Yeah.
20
I
flat.
Got 12
okay.
Plus 8.
So blue will be the successes here. Red will be failures, so you got one success. So, you take a quick, just, you bust out of the back of the train, take a quick pot shot at one of the drivers that was taking a bit too long to catch up with everybody, and they just, you know, fall flat on their face. The person on their back hops off, like on their back seat, hops off, jumps from that, dirt bike onto one of the trucks as the dirt bike, you know, collapses underneath them, skitters, goes goes wild, and the Knoll just flops onto the train tracks.
Sick.
Nice.
A couple of them seem to be slowing down a little bit, the stragglers, but you can see a large car behind you, like riding directly on the tracks, kind of straddling it. A large black vehicle with a cow catcher on the front that's clearly not a train, and on the very top you can see a bugbear. He's just standing.
Oh, shit.
He's standing, arms crossed. He's got a just like shit. How do I want to describe this armor?
Intimidating.
Yeah, it. I know what it looks like, but you know, imagery hard. Yeah, he's wearing a like riot cop helmet. And a bunch of, like, metal armor with street signs and things plastered over top of it. And you see him uncross his arms, point straight ahead, and just shout in some language that you're not entirely sure what it is. And you see a couple of the dirt bikes pop wheelies. You hear some wild howling as they charge forward.
So he's Lord Humongous is what you're getting at here.
Pretty much, basically, yeah.
Awesome. All right, who's up next?
Next up would be Giron.
Raul. All right. So I'm going to stick my head out the window a little bit further, get my eyes on the lead pickup truck, or the closest one to me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to yell at Zep, so we got some train robbers here. See, I've heard of these before, but I can't really see them. Let's shine a light on them. And this light is going to be absurdly bright.
Alrighty.
And would that be...
That sounds like an Arcana roll to me.
Yeah, it looks like Arcana, so let's roll it.
Yeah, if you're doing it with magic.
That's going to be a 28.
28? Alright. So, another thing to mention. With how far out you guys are, the mana is thin to non-existent at this point. It is very thin, right? Any of you guys that aren't... Basically, anybody that isn't John is going to need to grab a mask from somewhere if you want to go outside.
Okay.
Luckily, there are a couple, but you're going to have to convince somebody to let you use them.
Yeah, I'm kind of like just.
That doesn't necessarily need to be a roll, but you know, just run it out, right?
Yeah, I'm relying on my jacket. Once I do, I'm going to like roll back inside the train, just like.
Yeah. So, Zep flies out of the open window, is struggling to keep pace, right? Kind of wedges himself in between the window, and you see his camera just light up, and just a massive floodlight goes right at one of these trucks, right as some guys, like, it gets illuminated, and you see a couple of gnolls with a rope bridge ready to throw it. They all cover their eyes and start, fall backwards. A couple of them fall off of the truck. The truck itself slows down and starts driving a bit erratically, but hasn't quite, you know, flipped yet or anything like that.
Okay.
You have successfully stopped them from, you know, boarding the fucking train.
Sweet.
Next up, Patton.
Okay, so would history be something I could roll to... Because I've probably encountered, dirt bikes, vehicles like these.
Mm-hmm.
To try and remember... Because I know history is not so much remembering.
Yes.
It's knowledge.
Any other previous encounters I've had with these types of vehicles, what they can safely drive over, what you know, what you could do to easily kind of like get something to.
So, like this could work if you change the framing. History is about historical events and information, right? If you're mm-hmm. calling back to your knowledge of, you know, like a time, a time in the past where, you know, where these sort of vehicles were tested and originally found and research was done into them, yada, 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 then sure. Mm-hmm. That could work. But if you're just talking about, like, personal experience, not so much. You're going to have to go for more of a historical, you know, historian bent. Think of it as the difference between saying, like, yeah, I remember when I got into this fight and learned this thing, and going, I read, you know, The Art of War. That's the difference there, right?
Yeah. All right, so... So let's go with history to try and figure out the best way, like, the weakest part of these shitty trucks that they've rebuilt, like...
Yeah,
like the tires or the axle, like, is there something fucked up with steering generally?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good enough.
And then I'm going to go ahead and, if I can recall, I rolled an 8. Oh, God, 8 plus 12, just hit 20.
Yep, you just barely. So,
right.
What you would know about these sort of things, right,
mm-hmm.
is you take a look at them, you look at the models... You'll get all of that. These things are old. These things should be on the verge of falling apart. Right?
Yeah.
So, odds are, whatever they've done to them is going to be keeping them just barely functioning. Instead of dealing with the people on them, you might be better suited just trying to take out the vehicles. Because those are going to go down easier than a bunch of gnolls. Nice. Gnolls are hardy little fuckers.
I'll go ahead and shout this out to the people on board the train.
Yeah, like target the wheels, target yada yada, right?
Yeah, go for the trucks over the gnolls.
Yep. All right. Next up, Elias.
Okay. I got a quick question about about how Specky works, because I have an elaborate idea that I'm not sure if you'll allow.
Sure.
I know Specky can absorb extra mana.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm wondering is, can I have Specky, like, quickly absorb a bunch of mana, hop onto, like, my back or my arm and give me a little boost, like, start funneling it into me as I leave the train so I don't have to grab a mask?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
Okay, at first, I thought you were going to go more of a jetpack
route. No. No, not
it's
a jetpack.
It's like it's.
If
like
you want, if you
diving.
Want a battery backpack, yeah, that you can do that.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, so I'm gonna say I'm gonna tell Specky backpack.
All right, he's going to hop up onto your shoulder, right? To anybody, it looks like he's just got, you know, two paws on each of your shoulders and it's kind of dangling like his feet are loose.
I am still shirtless, by the way.
Right. What's actually happening is the little the underside of his paws opens up. You just kind of feel. Thunk, thunk.
Yeah.
Little suckers attached to your back.
I'm
going to
tell
you
him,
just...
tell him, inhale. Grab.
Yeah. He's going. His back is going to split open a bit, and his mouth is going to open, and he's just going to start sucking a ton of the mana out of this room.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, on a bit of overdrive.
Yeah.
It's not something he can normally do, you know, just all the time, but you're in a closed environment.
Right, that's what I figured. There's an excess.
He's gonna balloon up a little. He's gonna balloon up a little bit to the point where there's a, his tissue is gonna start spilling over his back a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. He's kind of bursting at the seams, and then he's just gonna start funneling it into you.
Okay. And for my actual role, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna hop up onto the top of one of these things and see if there's like a bike or a car. With like an open roof, and I'm gonna try and jump to it.
Hell yeah!
You mad, man?
I really hope this works better than the stink bomb did.
This sounds like acrobatics to me.
Yes, it is acrobatics, which I happen to be trained in.
Yes.
Nice.
So I'm going to use Specky to, like, give me a quick boost to, you know, help enhance all of my senses, basically.
Yeah, and also keep you not dead.
And I'm going to use Elven Accuracy to reroll that.
Let's see if Elven Accuracy works that way.
Does it? No, it's an attack. Huh. I'm going to action point reroll it.
Do you have an action point left?
Yes, I didn't use an action point. I did not use an action point last fight.
Okay.
Fuck. My rolls are garbage. I'm not even going to tell you what that was.
Get new dice like I did.
Rest in peace, Elias.
I've won on every single roll, except for the two ones that I
rolled. Okay, that is going to be... Wait, I'm trained. So... Mm-hmm. Oh, God. 10.
10 total?
No, 20 total.
What?
I rolled a 10, so it's a 20 total.
You guys keep just making it. So,
don't
you
scare
aren't
me like
all
that,
the
Elias.
Way. You aren't all the way back. There's still several cars back.
Yeah,
which is a good thing because it dawns to you as you're jumping. Hey, wait! I don't know how to drive a car, really.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up.
Only later. John and Doc do.
I didn't actually learn how to.
Does John know how to drive a car?
Yeah, I remember we learned.
So you jump onto the pickup that got slowed down by Giron there. Pretty much the only people left is one person in the back and the driver.
Uh-huh.
You land in the back, right?
Yep.
The Noel looks over at you, shouts something at the driver, you guys start going quicker, and he takes up like a boxing stance.
Yeah, I'm gonna get ready to punch this dude in the fucking face.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Alright, next up, John. Also, at the top of the round... So, talking about things that have happened so far, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, currently, Casey is at the controls. You hear him shouting for Tony to wake his lazy ass up. Tony stumbles out of the bathroom with a bottle in his hand. He is clearly drunk.
Great.
Fantastic.
Casey yells for Tony to take the controls, and Casey is going to hop up onto the roof.
Does he have an actual filter this time?
Yes.
Oh, wait, did Casey not see me make that sweet jump?
He probably did through the rear view mirrors and things. The other thing that you're going to notice is for, Giron hasn't left the train yet in any way, really.
Yeah, he
right?
hasn't. He just stuck his
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I'm still kind of recovering from that little.
So,
that little
Molly,
stunt I pulled.
Molly is going to run to the front of the train, grab a couple of the filters, shout up at Casey to be careful, for the love of God, run over, toss a filter at Giron there, then. Poke her head outside, look over at Elias, and shout, catch. She throws one to you.
Alright, sorry. Discord just crashed for me for a second. I'm back now.
Alright, what did you miss?
I heard poke her head out.
Yeah, she pokes her head out and throws the small rebreather your way. The little gas mask.
To me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll catch it, because I guess it'll help supplement.
Yeah.
I guess I'll catch it with one hand while I'm still getting ready to square up with this Noel.
Yeah. Everybody is kitted up to start this. Also, you're going to hear over the comms, "We're coming up on the switching station. This ain't looking good, guys." All right, who's up next?
John is up next.
Yeah, so, top of the round.
So, top of the round.
Now John's going to be like Spider-Man and go to the front of the train and push it back.
Yes. So you guys are coming up quickly. You're quickly getting in towards town, right? The switching station is massive. It is sprawling, right? There are several lanes of tracks here, right? And the thing that you notice if you look out the front is that a lot of the tracks have derelict trains on them.
That's good.
So,
are any in our way?
Yes.
I see.
You're going at speed. So, you guys are going to need to find a way to get through this maze of trains without crashing. Basically, there are tracks everywhere that have... If you know the way a train switching station works, the tracks constantly overlap.
Yeah.
Right?
And you hit the switches and, as you go to...
Yeah, you hit the switches as you go to change which track you're going to go onto, and they spread out kind of like tree branches. It's not just one section and then you're stuck. There's constant sections to switch between the various tracks, but it's looking like a bit of a maze.
And there's like hand switching things on the ground and stuff to switch the tracks. All right.
Oh, cool. That means I've got a good idea for my next roll.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, John.
John, so how fast is this bugbear coming up behind us? Is he, like, going to make it to the train anytime soon?
No, he seems to just be overlooking.
Darn.
He's keeping a pretty reasonable clip. Also, his little war vehicle here is, as I should explain, it's a big rig.
Oh.
It's pretty much just a big rig with a cow catcher on the front, and on the back, instead of a cargo container, it is just a large, flat surface.
Oh, done. Oh, good.
With a couple of, sidewalls and hand railings and things, but, if you look behind, you can see some gear on it and some dudes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's very dark, so it's hard to see what color it is other than black. Oh, wait, it's probably just black. Also, if you get a good look at the side, there's a high chance that there's some bitchin' flames.
Hell yeah.
Now we're mixing player knowledge and character knowledge.
Yeah.
All right. So, last draw, I jumped up on top of the train and started shooting at people. That's done. I shot at people. Now I'm going to get up to the front of the train and help deal with this next problem.
Yep.
I want to run along the top of the train, kind of hopping between cars as an endurance check.
Nice. Yeah, while avoiding being shot at or, occasionally taking a spear to the side and just shrugging it off and
not
shit
getting
like that.
Set on fire and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a quick question. How fast is the train moving?
So, the train's moving at a pretty fast clip. And by that I mean, about 45.
Okay. I just wanted to know.
Yeah.
Hoo-hoo! Got a 19. After my 19 bonus, total? That's a 28.
Oh, 28? Well, congratulations. So, you're running along across the top of the train. You're jumping from car to car. You take a Molotov just straight to the jaw. It shatters, hands up, covering. You just shrug it right off. Your beard gets singed a little bit, but you're just running through it.
John's bandana's a little on fire now.
Yeah, just a little on fire.
God damn, that's cool.
That's badass.
So he makes it to the very front of the train, standing basically directly above the conductor area.
Yeah, yeah.
On some flat part of that car.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, next up, Giron, a.k.a. Raul, a.k.a. Jerry.
All right, so...
A.k.a. Don't touch me, I'm famous.
So, would it be feasible to... Well, here's what I'm going to try and do. I'm going to swing up onto the roof with my chain. And
hell yeah.
I'm going to project an image of a massive golem. One that I've seen before.
Ooh.
Oh.
As an intimidate-y check there?
Interesting.
I was thinking more bluff.
Ooh, yeah, that works too.
And I'm going to, have this golem try and, project an image of swinging down at these cars. So I'm gonna roll bluff on it. If I fail this, I swear to God. Okay, so that's going to be 14 plus 8 is 22. So that's a success.
Yay!
I would have had to roll lower than at least 6.
How are we this competent?
Remember the time in the other game we played where we won 7 times in a row and then lost 3? Man, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
don't yep. say this.
So, yeah, out of seemingly nowhere, the image of the large golem is going to just, you know, come out of the earth and start swinging, and the a couple of the dirt bikes are going to swerve out of the way, at which point, you know, they catch onto rocks, and then the riders roll off into the dirt.
They eat shit, essentially.
Sweet.
Yeah, they eat shit. So, next up, Patton, you're getting very close to this station.
Okay, so how many people are still chasing us?
Right now, you've got a couple of trucks, like, probably literally two, the main war machine back there, and then you've got Elias on the truck going all hand-to-hand. There's another truck that's mostly disabled, but it's got Elias on it.
Is that semi-truck really close to us with all the people on the back? Is it getting in closer?
It's getting in a little bit closer. Also, on the truck that Elias is on, you can see, you know, with your aug vision shit, right? Mm-hmm. That one didn't just have, you know, cables and things to latch onto. You look down. Oh, hey, that's the truck that's rigged to blow.
What?
What?
Say that again.
So the truck
that
that's coming
again?
Towards us.
There's a couple of propane tanks.
Well,
you know, strapped underneath the thing.
Underneath. Wait, underneath the truck that's coming in towards us.
Yeah, the one that Elias is on.
No, no, no.
Oh, he's got the situation handled, though.
No. Yeah, but I'm not going to know that there's propane underneath this thing.
I mean, not unless somebody yells it out at you.
That throws a monkey wrench into my plans.
What, you were going to shoot the truck that I'm on?
Not... Yes.
Okay, first of all...
You might want to do something... Hey, oh, hey, look. You're hitting the switching station. Oh, look, most of the tracks are covered with derelict trains. Oh, look, it's dark out. You can't see very well which track is currently set up.
All right, oh boy. I'm Patton's trying to think. Elias looks like he has this under control. I'm going to sprint on over to the front of the train from the inside because I don't need to go outside of the goddamn train.
Yeah.
I'm not a madman. I'm going to run up to the front and I'm going to kind of VR. AR zoom, enhance, apply a clear lens filter.
Yeah, so the other thing is that even if you can't specifically do something, you can use the rest of the crew in your description. So if you, say, wanted to use perception to tell somebody what to do...
Which track.
Yeah, that would be, that's something you can do.
Don't do that, because that's my role.
Are we able to assist on these?
Hell no!
No. Skills challenges you can't assist on, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yep. Otherwise, everybody
I'm sure
would
could
exist.
Roll without perception. I don't want Elias to explode, but
is it considered common knowledge to tell you what the things that I'm trained in for this?
Yeah, you guys can talk about that. Okay, just so you know, it would totally be nature to do some cool fucking like pressure point bullshit.
I mean, that was my other choice. So.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you leave nature or perception open to me, I'm good.
We can't hit both, so.
Well, yeah, so, okay, do whatever you want, then.
All right, Guy, I'm going to kind of go into the crew room here. Which track do you guys usually take when you go this route? Is there anyone
we don't usually
that's generally...
So, oh, yes, Tony is currently on the controls and drunk. He goes, we don't usually go on this route.
Let me see if I can get a good view.
All right.
I'm going to try and roll perception. I'm going to see if I can see anything that would be blocking the tracks in front of us.
All righty.
See if there's anything, if there's like a, you know, knocked over train car or any, like it's so,
so
far
there,
away I won't be
no,
able
there,
to tell.
You guys
tracks,
are getting up close. So yes, there are things. There's tons of things.
Oh,
like, there's about 10 different tracks that you could be on, and about 70% of those have a train stopped on them.
Okay. So, alright. I'm going to go ahead and roll perception and see if I can call out anything that's in front
of us. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Call it out to John up above. All right, and I have a 10 of perception.
Yeah, to John and Casey.
I rolled a fucking one.
You already used your action point this last combat, didn't you?
Yeah, I rolled a fucking one. Like,
panic.
Ooh. I was joking. I joked about that time we failed three times in a row.
Here comes.
Haha, wouldn't it be funny if we lost this as a joke?
Bracket panic bracket.
I'm trying my hardest to look out there, but I can't see shit.
So, yeah, you look out there, but then you realize, huh, man, what does a train switching thing look like? Huh. Wait, do I know anything about trains? And as you're contemplating, just searching back in your knowledge for, what do I know about trains? Right? You guys just hop onto one of the tracks here, right?
Uh-oh.
You see in front of you, about, 400 meters ahead, maybe? Well, that's too far, actually. About, 200 meters ahead, there is a train stopped on the tracks, on the track that you're now barreling down.
So we got, 10 seconds.
Yeah. Will something
there
like that.
Opportunity to change tracks?
Potentially.
Okay.
5 to 10 seconds at most.
Yeah. It's almost like that's about, two rounds of a skill thing.
Huh, that lines up pretty well, doesn't it?
What's Phantom up to now, since I totally abandoned him?
So,
I'm still fighting this dude. We're about to start
Did you ever yell out that his fucking car was a bomb?
No, I was inside the train.
Nice.
I don't know it's a bomb.
Nice. Alrighty.
Oh my
so
God,
what are you going to do to disable this car and then get back on the train, presumably?
Okay, what I'm thinking is I'm going to roll nature to punch the fuck out of this guy. I'm going to look for...
I mean...
Well, he's a gnoll, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my knowledge of gnoll physiology to target his, pressure points, weak points, all that good stuff, and try and disable him.
All right, how are you going to deal with the... Are you just disabling him and then, going to jump off the car? Or are you going to try and disable the car while you're at it, too?
I understand. It's not like I'm completely ignorant as to how cars work, right?
No. Yeah, you know that you gotta take out the driver if you want the thing to stop chasing you.
Well, but if I take out the driver, I'm going to be stuck off of the train.
Unless you jump back on or something.
Wouldn't that be another roll?
Nah, not necessarily.
Okay, so I'm gonna try and disable the driver.
It might be if you somehow comes all the way back around to you, which is literally impossible.
Yeah, it can't come back around to me. So what I want to do is I'm gonna use. Okay, if I'm successful, then I'm gonna use nature as to disable the gnoll, and then since I've been driving alongside the train, I should be able to see the correct switch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I will. Disable the gnoll, jump back onto the train, and call out the correct switch. Is that reasonable?
You can see the correct switch?
Yeah, that's a bit too much. If you want to try and disable the car and then send it somewhere, that would be fairly reasonable.
Okay, so I'll try and disable the car and then send it into the right switch.
What's the right switch? You don't know shit about trains.
Okay, well then I'm just going to try and disable the car, I guess.
Okay.
And hop back onto the train. But this is the last success, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay. Then somebody else can find the right switch.
We need one more.
Okay.
I'm gonna
try and disable the null with nature.
Just pop him right in the weak spot.
Pop. Yep.
Just pop. That's his groin.
Okay, that's not going to work.
What did it come up to?
16 total.
16 total?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You don't have any other things? Alrighty.
No, I don't.
So.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to end like this.
My rolls are garbage, dude.
Okay, so. You're in your fight. You take out the gnoll that you're, getting in this hand-to-hand altercation with. He's just swinging wildly. It's child's play. They're just, compound fracture here, break some ribs here, box his nose in, send him over, right? However, while you're in the middle of that fight, the glass behind, like the glass pane in the back of the cab just busts out. You see a small, like, sawn-off shotgun reach back.
Oh, shit.
Right? And you just need to get the hell out of there before this guy blows your head off. So as the shots ring out and his buddy falls back, you have to just scamper back up onto the train as the this Noel driving the car now looks directly at you and is leveling his gun at you, and he's like got one hand on the wheel, one hand pointing his gun at you, and he's still following.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty. Next up, John.
Next up, John. So we're about to plow through a train, yeah?
You're about to plow through a train. The large Doom truck behind you is starting to slow down a bit, seemingly in anticipation of you guys crashing. Right?
Mm-hmm. So,
however, a couple of the small raiders are still just on your tail, making sure that you can't hit the brakes.
Okay.
All right. So, what you doing?
I'm going to get out my cross. I'm going to hold it up in front of the train. The path of the righteous is level. You, O Lord, make the way of the righteous smooth. And I'm going to roll religion, and... 23.
Nice. Okay.
Alrighty. So, you say that, you hear, you know, it start to ring a little bit, a resonance, right? Just a...
And we smash into the train.
Right? So, you guys come up to the train, everybody is bracing for impact, presumably except for John.
Except for John.
Right? Yeah. And then so cool. You slam into the train, but you see something just split the train right down the center.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
You just see this wedge of light in front of your cowcatcher just going straight up, and the train just splits straight down the center, going down across on both sides. You know, you guys? Right?
Uh-huh.
As you just plow right through the entirety of the train, just carve it, but right as you get to the end, it fizzles just a little bit, right? And you guys are now driving through. However, upon seeing that you cleared the debris, that truck behind you just slams on the gas. You see a pillar of flame come out of one of the exhausts on the top. And you hear him shout out something, and you see the truck is about to swerve into you guys.
Oh, fuck.
So,
it's all up to Raul.
It's all up to Jerry.
Man, how all of these plot points resolve themselves in one turn.
Alright, so seeing this, I'm going to reach into my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pull out my trusty chain, and I'm going to try and do like multiple things here. So
what are you trying to do here?
And essentially, attach the chain. Like I can see the propane tanks, right?
Probably on that truck. Maybe
I'm going to try and throw some fire on my chain. Well, like, attach a chain to the propane tanks and kind of, like, use my magic to get, like, a little fuse going on mm-hmm. it.
Light it up before it smashes into you guys?
Yeah, light it up, and then maybe, if it's possible, swing it into the semi.
All right. Let's see how you roll.
All right. I think that's going to be Arcana.
Did you roll Arcana last time?
I rolled Arcana the first
time. Yeah, he rolled Bluff last time.
Oh, okay, yeah, then you're good.
All right, so here we go. That's gonna be a 20 in total, motherfucker.
exact scenes.
Boy, she pops.
So what? You rolled a fucking 10 and plus your 10.
No, I rolled 11 plus 9.
Oh jeez. Oh jeez.
Jerry saves the fucking day.
So
genuine relief.
So you whip your chain out of the window, it wraps around the propane tank. You just see fire come out of Giron's hand and travel down the chain, just full on Ghost Rider at this point.
Nice.
Melt through the propane, and then you just the truck explodes, flips over. You know, it launches the back tires up into the air, flips over onto the roof, and just skids to a halt. As you now see the large semi behind you slam onto the brakes, right? The front of it starts to, you know, turn, since the drivetrain or whatever isn't quite stable. Everything, it just screeches to a halt, and you see the bugbear guy at the top shouting some things down at his crew, but his crew doesn't seem to want to go with him anymore. So, as you guys go through this switching station now, the rest of the way is mostly clear. You're going to
cheering,
yeah,
hooting, hollering once again.
You're going to see Molly come up to the front of the train, grab Tony, right? Just grab, throw off of the controls, sit down. She's going to grab Casey as he's coming down the window to kind of throw him into the side seat, get on the comms, and just, that was ridiculously reckless. You all risked your lives horrifically when we could have just fought them, and I couldn't be more proud. Good work, guys. Click. And with that, that'll do it for this episode.
Hell yeah.
All right, so that was episode 11 of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
Fun times.
My name's Tad. You can find me on the normal podcast, Let Me Tell You About. You can find us on the Twitters at Let Me Tell You PD.
And you can find Matt at MattPitts_.
You can find me at PulpFan69. It's just a bunch of weeb talk. But I guess if people want to start talking about the podcast more, I'm also open to that.
Oh, the official email is letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That's Let Me Tell You About, but with 3 T's, because otherwise it wouldn't fit.
So, if you have any questions, comments, or if you would like one of your comments to be read out in-game, you know, write it in-universe, directed towards Jerry as a watcher of the show, send those on over that way, and I'll reply when I can. If you got any world questions that I can answer, stuff like that.
Also, we all are hanging out in the official Discord, which will be in the description of all the episodes on YouTube and all the episodes that I put up on iTunes. So you can hop in there, and we're usually in there running around getting up to our shenanigans.
Hell yeah. And I think that'll more or less do it for this time, as you guys peel off into the night.